Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're joined by a gentleman who's been around for a long time as a player. Terrific. Bunch of Super Bowls. A couple of the Pro Bowls as well. He's been on our cameras, microphone, doing his thing for a long time. Mark Schlereth. By the way, I think it's his birthday today. Stink. Today your birthday, man?
Yes, today is. It's the 23rd anniversary of Super Bowl 32, where I turned 32 on my 32nd birthday. So, you know what? Once you hit that one, right?
Yeah,
once you win a Super Bowl on your 32nd birthday that happens to be Super Bowl 32, it's all downhill from there.
Wow.
All the rest of the birthdays pale in comparison.
That is synergy. Happy birthday, buddy.
What are the chances of that?
Basically, him and nobody else.
Wow. Man, congratulations. I mean, was there anybody else on your team whose birthday was that day?
I was only concerned with my birthday. So
yeah.
The rest of those guys can pound sand.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, that's a smart way to do it. Mark, I mean, we've seen Tom Brady do some things over the years that, you know, not that he's blowing everybody away. The Patriots didn't win by blowing you out. They'd kept it close to the vest, and it was almost a game plan to be close to the vest and win tight ones at the end. We saw this many, many times. But Tom Brady goes with a different squad. It's a new staff without any, you know, offseason. He's got to get used to Byron Leftwich, even though we knew he was sneaking in early with the playbook as we heard that news in the offseason. We should know he was going to have success, but how shocking is it that 1 year in, and Tampa Bay hadn't been to the Super Bowl since they won in 2002. This is unreal, and Tom only adds to his legend.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, all the things that you have to go through, and having done three or four of their games, talking to Bruce Arians, and just kind of how you had to put two offenses and two different philosophies and two different kind of thought processes together. You know, between Bruce Arians, who was a post-snap guy, I want you to read post-snap. I want to be static in my formations. I don't want to give anything away, and I want you to read linebackers and safeties after the snap, where Tom Brady for 20 years was always pre-snap. You know, I want motions. I want formations. I want all the shifts and things so I can designate what they're in, what they're playing, so I have a pre-snap kind of look at everything. And you have them just kind of coming together over the course of the season, figuring out what worked best for the two of them, so they could both be satisfied. And I think the biggest thing for me, Tiki, is like, listen, all of us that have had success, you know, at some point you just kind of get sated by success, right?
Yeah.
And like, to me, to be 43, you know, the physical, what it's taken on your body physically, the toll it's taken on your body is incredible. But to mentally be able to say, hey, man, I'm just going to continue to grind and, you know, I'm going to enjoy the process and I'm going to be coached and I'm going to do all those things, like, to not be sated by that success and to continue to, like, human nature is just to say, hey, man, I'm good. Like, we've accomplished a lot of things. I can just relax a little bit. The guy is unrelenting when it comes to his preparation, both physically and mentally. And that's, to me, the most amazing part of what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead,
no, I was going to ask you about the other side, because Todd Bowles, you know, his tenure with the Jets was, I mean, it was nothing to be, you know, celebrated for sure, even though he did have some success here, intermittent here and there. But he has been unbelievable on that side of the ball, whether it's mixing things up, whether it's, you know, being aggressive when he has to. And he gets away with it a lot of times because because they're two edge guys. We were talking about them earlier on the show. Shaq Barrett, who was amazing in this game against the Packers, and JPP, who some people thought, yeah, he's done. You know, the Giants don't want him anymore. He's going to go down there and wilt away in Florida. He's actually had one of his best seasons. You know, Todd Bowles should get a lot of credit for the success. As BT and I were talking about, this team is probably the most balanced one that I've seen in Tampa in a really, really long time.
You know, I go back to last year when I was talking to Todd about their defense. And Todd and I played together in Washington, so I've known Todd for a long time.
Nice.
And Todd is like, listen, man, we're really young, all first, second-year players on the back end, but we're really talented. And when these guys learn kind of the system and leverages and all the things that we're trying to do, he told me last year, he goes, they're going to be really good in the back end. And we've seen that kind of come to fruition here throughout the course of the season. The aggressiveness they play with, the fact that they put their hands on you, they disrupt routes, they reroute you as receivers, they blitz, and they are unafraid. You know, they're just going to be, hey, we're going to go, and if we give a big play, you know, kind of the philosophy is if we give up a big play, that's okay because we're going to make three of them in return on that side of the ball. And you mentioned JPP. I mean, think about this guy. You know, he has the accident with the fireworks. He yep. blows off part of his hand. Last year, he broke his neck in a car wreck in, like, March.
God, I kind of forgot about that.
I did, too. I actually did, too.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
And he broke his neck. He was out for the first 6 weeks. And Bruce funny. Arians was like, I don't think he'll ever play again. Mm. And 6 weeks later, he's back. He's like, all right, I'm ready to roll. And he still gets like 8.5 sacks that year. And then he goes to the Pro Bowl this year. So an amazing story, what he's been able to accomplish. But when that back end is allowed to play aggressive the way they did in the NFC Championship game, coupled with that front end, they're so tied together, they're going to be tough for anybody to beat. And the speed of that defense, and like I said, I called three of their games, I think, this year. The speed of that defense is exceptional, especially the linebacker position. Devin White, I mean, that guy plays with a rocket up his ass.
He does.
And, you know, nice. And Lavonte David is a great player as well. They're just a lot of fun to watch. Yeah. And if they're allowed to play with that kind of aggressiveness, they may be the one defense that can slow down the Kansas City Chiefs a little bit, which is a tall task.
All right, so we're talking to Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You got to give us your thoughts on Rodgers here. Let me just set up the sequence for those who might not know exactly where we're going, specifically to this stuff. You know, when you have three plays from the eight and you whiff on the first two, you don't run it in on the third. I thought there was a real window for a touchdown. I know the JPP was there. I think he could have turned the corner, got the pile on, whatever. I also think that the criticism, while justified for LaFleur kicking the field goal, is a little over the top, because I do understand that they did not gain a yard there. So processing that in real time, what were you thinking about Rodgers not running it in and then LaFleur electing to go for the three rather than the six and eventually the two?
Well, I think coming down to it, you know, we're all kind of analysts, right? We're all sitting on our couches. I'm screaming at the television. As soon as they got into the red zone, I turn to my wife and go, this is four down territory. And she's like, shut up. Like, I'm just trying to watch the game, right? So I think if you don't have that plan going in,
yep.
right, it's hard for Rodgers to actually make that commitment to running the ball. Mm. If you know you're going for it on fourth down, you scramble and you say, hey, let's make it fourth and goal from the 3 or the 2 yard line. Mm. Now everything is open. You know, you throw a hard play action, linebackers bite, they have to respect the run. You've run the ball all season long. Now all of a sudden you get something over the top, very much like the Cameron Brate tight end or touchdown, mm-hmm. right in the first couple plays of the third quarter.
Yeah, for
like
Tampa.
Those things happen for you, but that has to be planned. And you know, you talk to coaches who take over. And Tiki, you've done games. You did a great job in this game at the end of the season between, I think
Raiders.
It was
Raiders,
Denver
yeah.
and
yeah.
Oakland. Yeah, it was awesome. But when you talk to coaches, they'll tell you the first thing or the hardest thing when you become a head coach is all the situational stuff that you have to deal with, especially when you're calling plays and you're on that side of the ball, whether it's defense or offense. It's the situational stuff because all these games are tight. All these games come down to, you know, one or two possessions. So, you know, I think that's something that has to be thought of before you get into the red zone.
Yep.
You have to have that plan coming in. And so that's where my criticism was would be is your whole team needs to know you're in four down territory at that point.
I agree, and I said the same exact thing. Literally what I said, take it down to two of the three. If you know you're running four plays, easier to score a touchdown. But residually here, Mark, do you think the decision not to go for it, even though there's context as to why they didn't, can that lose some points in the locker room with players against LaFleur? I don't mean a revolt, but I mean a little repositioning inwardly of how they view their coach or no?
I don't think so. I think it always is one of those situations where when your coaches take responsibility when they screw up, like every one of us makes mistakes. There's never been a perfect game ever played, and we all – you know, have mental gaffes during the course of a game or a physical gaffe during the course of a game. As long as everybody is on point and accepts it and, you know, and basically says, hey, man, my mistake, nobody's trying to screw that up. You know, the pressure is immense. As long as everybody's kind of on that page, at the end of a game and what, a disappointment like that, you can be frustrated, you can be upset, but bottom line is I think there's a great connection there, and I know this about LaFleur, and that guy is a grinder. You know, he goes back to my former coach, Mike Shanahan, and his experience there, and just talking to him about, you know, what he learned from Shanahan was just leaving no stone unturned, being the ultimate grinder, and those guys see how hard he works and how much it means to him. So I don't think there will be any residual effect. It's just the overall disappointment right off the bat.
Yeah.
When you lose and you get bounced like that.
Yeah. No, to a guy and a team that played, you know, damn near perfect. Pat Mahomes, I mean, 325 yards and three touchdowns, and you know the game got within two scores, but it felt, I mean, they had control the entire time. But you know, this Kansas City team, they've been here before, obviously last year. They feel like they're the same. It feels like you can't, how do you defend them, right? You play zone like the Buffalo Bills did earlier in the season. They rush for 245 yards. You play man a couple of times and you get burnt by Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, you know, running around like a chicken with his head cut off. I mean, how do you defend and stop a team like Kansas City? Because they're patient, but they're also explosive, which is an oxymoron, but they're the one team in the NFL that can get away with being both.
Yeah, I mean, they would be – like, I look at it like death by a thousand paper cuts, you know? I mean, like, hey, listen, here's what we're going to do. We know that they're going to score, right?
Yep.
So my thought process is, hey, if they're averaging 4.5 yards a carry, we'll let them run the ball all the way down the football field, hopefully tighten things up in the red zone and get a stop, make him kick a field goal, you know, because ultimately, you know that when you play them, they're going to score 30. Can you score 31? They're going to score 32. Can you score 33? And can you essentially have the ball last possession with a chance to win the game? Because I think that's the only way you beat them.
Yeah.
Get one or two stops in the red zone if you can. I think that's the way it has to go. And obviously you can't settle for field goals. You know, you can't settle for field goals when you're down in the red zone against them. So, I mean, it's a tall task. You know, even when they were down 9-0, you didn't ever feel like, uh-oh, here we go. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are in trouble. Because you know they're going to get, ultimately, they're going to get, what, 14 explosives a game?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's ridiculous.
And you never know what it's going to be. It's a reverse to Hartman? I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, right? Like, and it's ridiculous. And then, you know, it's whether it's in the running game or, like you said, the jet sweep game, the reverse game, they throw a bubble screen and you know, and their tight end takes it 19. I mean, for crying out loud, give me a break. And so, you know, and it's funny. I was talking to Robert Saleh, who's the new Jets coach, obviously, and he's talking about just explosives. And, you know, 12-plus yard runs or 20-plus yard passes, each one of them equates to about 2.6 points per game. So if you're doing, you know, if you've got 15 of those damn things, and you're scoring 36 points or whatever. I didn't do the math there. But
yeah, that's right. That's about right. It's close. I mean, it's damn close.
So, and that's what they do on the offensive side of the ball. And I'll tell you the other thing we don't give them credit for. Mm-hmm. They've got some, you know, they're a middle-of-the-road defense statistically, but they're not a middle-of-the-road defense when it comes to big plays.
Yeah,
they make you know, a couple, three, four, five splash plays on the defensive side. Chris Jones can be unblockable at times. Frank Clark can play. Obviously, Tyrann Mathieu is just – he's got a nose for the ball. I think Breland is a really good player. They just have the ability to make a couple of big-time splash plays, get themselves one more possession for their offense. And let's face it, that's all they need. One possession is all they need on the offensive side.
Yeah, get one stop, and then you're not going to outscore them. And speaking of this game, it's going to be a great game, Mark, and you we'll all be watching for sure. But countdown to game day. This is you sharing your play-by-play for the big game day. Tell us a little bit about this, Mark.
Yeah, you know what? We've just been kind of hanging out with doing some TV stuff and doing some things with LG TV, LG.com. If you want to check that out, Rich Farm Foods, check that out at richfarm.com. We've got DiGiorno, which
nice.
They've got their new great crust out there. It's a croissant crust. It's awesome.
Dude, my
DiGiorno.com and also Slick Deals. So check them out, slickdeals.net. Before you go do any shopping. But that's kind of what we got going on there. So they've been good to us, and we really appreciate them.
Nice, man. Well, listen, good having you back on the show. It's been a little bit. That's Mark Schlereth, and I think we'd be remiss if we don't give you one final shot at the dartboard with Drew Lock here. Stafford wants out. It looks like the Colts are a logical landing spot, but if you're Denver, you go all in on Matthew Stafford or no?
Absolutely. Hey, Matthew, like, you know, I'm telling you, I think he's an elite level quarterback. He hasn't played for an elite level franchise in my mind, but the guy is big time. And you know, I think he automatically is one of those guys that gives you a chance to right the ship, so to speak. So I would love to see them go after Matthew Stafford. I don't know that they will, but if I was operating things, I certainly would, but again, you know, and I have not been given that opportunity to
operate. Well, not yet. I mean, it's
they're bringing in former players now, Mark. Right? You got one there. Hey, real quick, what's going on with Von Miller? I mean, what's going to happen there?
I have no idea. Obviously, he's got some legal issues going on, but you know, ultimately, 32 years old,
Free agent after this year.
Yeah, and listen, you can't. I just don't think that you can come back with Von Miller and say, hey, we're going to pay you $21 million this season.
Yeah.
So you know how this business works. And sometimes, you know, to finish your career, if you want to finish your career, you got to swallow your pride. You got to take a pay cut, turn it over into some type of incentive-laden deal. But, I don't know if he's going to be willing to do that or not. But I think that's going to have to be they just can't put him on the salary cap at 20-some-odd million dollars for 8 sacks. You know, it just is not – it just isn't you know,
feasible,
responsible fiscally or feasible. So
yeah.
I think they're going to have to either let him go, or he's going to have to come to grips with he's not going to get paid what his contract says he's going to get paid.
What he's used to. Mark, appreciate you coming on. Thanks a lot, buddy. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Happy birthday, brother.
My pleasure, guys. Do well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.